Let's go to Oklahoma and see if we can help Kevin. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hi, Danny. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. I understand you're doing a little decorating and you feel like you're stuck back in the 70s and you want to bring it forward. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so I bought a condo 3 years ago, and this place was built in the 70s, and it's still in the 70s. I've got full-walled mirrors. They're 8 feet by 3 feet wide, and there's seven of them. And I want to replace them or do something with them, and I want to do it safely. And I was just curious how I can do that or the best way of going around it.
You sure you don't want to take out all the furniture, put up a little rail on one wall, and turn it into a little dance studio? You sure you don't want to do that?
I could do that too, but it wouldn't be.
You know, I actually years and years ago, I built a house, and the homeowners, or I built lots of houses, but one particular one I built, they surprised their daughter with one of the spare rooms turned it into a dance studio. So it had the hardwood floor already in, and so it was so odd because we've torn down so many walls of mirrors, but we rarely have installed one. So it was a little different. And then, you know, to have to cut in around the outlets and to put the outlets on it, you know, the different things like this. But we know what you're talking about. And now, I assume that you have no like crown molding over it or none of the trims over it. I hope they haven't done that.
No, there's none of that. Now, there is a molding between the gaps vertically. It's beveled, and but no, nothing like that. It's just straight glass.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd either like to safely take it out. Or if I need to smash it, I will, but I have carpet. I don't know if these are worth any money, if I could sell them. Heck, I don't know. Just a lot of options.
Yeah. Well, that's a good question. I don't know if there's value to it. I mean, you know how it is these days with Facebook Marketplace and, you know, eBay and Craigslist and all that. You can sell almost anything, but I wouldn't think it would hardly be worth it. And I think you will end up breaking some of this. But man, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
First of all, some really good eye protection and some really good gloves. You need to make sure you have all of that. Now, if you have carpet down, that's really good because there's always a chance that some a piece of it can go and, you know, damage like a hardwood floor. I would still put a drop cloth down, a nice heavy drop cloth, you know, just so that you can catch all of the glass and so forth. And then, now, Joe, you and I have tried this before using nylon string and basically hooking a piece of nylon string over the edge of it, even on the strip in the middle, the little overstrip, taking and then just going back and forth with that piece of string. But Joe, it seems like a few weeks ago you had mentioned somebody using piano wire.
Right. Not piano wire, but Kevin, there's a product specifically designed for, not for cutting behind mirrors, although it works, it's designed for windshields, and simply called windshield cutout wire. You can get it online. You can certainly get it at any auto parts store. It's a long piece of wire that has a little bit of abrasive, not teeth really, but it's got an abrasive feel to it. And the idea is you slip it behind the wire, and as Danny said, you kind of saw back and forth, and it cuts through the adhesive. And it works great, but what if you can't get it behind the mirror? So you said there are vertical strips. Are these vertical strips of mirror between the mirror, or is it like wood or metal?
Yes, they are,
They're mirror.
They're probably,
have you tried pulling one off?
Wide.
Okay, 3 inches.
I haven't, yeah.
Okay.
I'm apprehensive to do that.
Yeah, Kevin, it's great that they're 3 inches wide. I was picturing something much narrower, because if they're 3 inches wide, I suspect you might have, you know, the big mirrors might be an inch or two apart, which means if you take off all those strips, you might be able to slip this wire behind them.
Okay.
Because your only other option is wedges. Very, you know, narrow wedges. You tap them in very slowly, little by little, all the way around. And that, I've never thought that would work. I would thought for sure it was going to crack something. But if you do it slowly enough, it actually does pull it off the wall. Now, I also, as Danny said, you have to be really careful. So I would put big strips of duct tape, you know, several of them on the mirror. So if it does shatter, maybe it'll contain it a little
bit. That's a good idea.
Eyeglasses, you know, even like a hat of some sort that might, you know, protect. I mean, anything you can do. And once you get the first one off, it'll be a little easier to get the other ones off.
Okay, great. That's the first time I've heard that, and that's really good advice. And
well,
I hope think
it
I'm
going
to try that.
Well, just take it slow, and easy. And when you're working on it, it doesn't hurt like to take a towel, an old towel, just to kind of put over it and work kind of behind the towel, just so that if any of it just splinters out, it won't, you know, get on you. So that just go slow and take it real easy, and just, you know, be ready for any of the glass to shift and come off the wall.
I will. I will
and
try
be prepared.
That
Is
option. I said I was going to try that option, and if not, I guess I'll just smash them.
You can always do that, and there's always, you know, leave it in place, and, you know, these disco balls are coming back. You could put those right in the center.
Yeah, Kevin, 10 or 20 years, they'll be back.
That's right, man. Silk shirt.
You're right.
Silk shirt.
I should probably leave them.
Silk shirt, gold chain, you'd be right there, man. So,
I'm there.
Well, Kevin, Danny has a couple he can ship you in.
Yeah, that's right. So, hey, Kevin, thanks so much for being a part of the show with us this week. And I'm certainly just, again, take your time on it, and I'm sure you'll be able to make a big difference in there. Let us know if we can help you any other way.
I will. Thanks for your help. I appreciate you.
Okay. Our pleasure. Have a great week. Thank you.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, and don't forget, you have going to have a big patch job once you get those mirrors off, because invariably that adhesive is going to tear up that drywall.
Yeah, that mastic, that's a big job. That mastic like that, it's going to stick to that paper, and you're going to tear part of the paper, so you just have to go real slow with all of it. That's one of those things that never get in a hurry. Most projects you need to kind of pace yourself, and because, you know, you'll end up causing more damage or possibly an injury to yourself, and that's certainly, well, I'm glad to hear Kevin taking his time on it and not just jumping out there and doing that. So.